Did you watch the Grammys? No one did. But
I tried.
Okay, but you might have seen. So the one of the gifs that was really big was Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B doing WAP,
doing their song WAP. Huge bed together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And they were like, that. You know, they were like clinking together, and they had this thing with like one rolled over the other. It was a whole thing. And it's like a gif that everybody uses all the time, and it's been like a big joke and whatever. Well, not a joke to everybody, because we are learning today that the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, received more than 1,000 complaints about that WAP performance at the Grammys. According to Rolling Stone, they got at least 1,000 plus emails that called the performance pornographic, vulgar, disgusting. Here's some of the complaints. Let's see. I want to read a couple. I felt violated with Megan Stallion, not Megan Thee Stallion, but Megan Stallion and Cardi B's performance. I am pro sex positivity and body positivity, but this performance crossed the line into pornography. Many kids still awake at that time, and even non-consenting adults were unexpectedly staring at pure objectification of women at its finest, not to mention Trevor Noah's drooling. Somebody else said, I've hesitated to file this complaint, but in an environment where Mr. Potato Head, Dr. Seuss, Peter Pan, etc. are being removed from public viewing, it's hard to tolerate, much less stomach, the performance of Cardi B at the Grammys. It was disgusting, and I thought about young children possibly viewing it. That horrifies me. And one, here's one more. I would like to formally complain about the pornographic content of 2021 Grammy 63rd Annual Grammy Awards, live Sunday, March 14th. They didn't say specifically what, but I guess they're specifically talking about Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion performance, which was on CBS. I forgot about that. Like, that feels like the kind of thing that should be on MTV or on cable. It was on CBS.
But it's the Grammy Awards. It's not the Music Awards. It's not the MTV Video Music Awards. I mean, okay, you expect that on MTV, but not on CBS.
Okay, so I'm going to go with you on that. I'm going to say, yeah, I get it. I get that you're offended by it, but they rehearsed all of this. So while they're rehearsing it, the censors are all there. Why didn't the CBS censors go, ladies, hang on. I know this is about your sexuality. It's on the lyrics of your song, but what you're doing is going to cross a line for us a little bit. So maybe tone it down, you know, whatever. That's why CBS has censors. Remember, we had David Goodman on the show from Family Guy. Family Guy. You know what I mean? They had tons of stuff that made it through, but they had a lot of stuff that didn't, and they had to run everything by the censors. So, I mean, you know, you can't blame Cardi B. You can't blame Megan Thee Stallion. This is, if CBS thought that this was a problem, oh, they should have said something.
Yeah, and that's where the problem is. It's the Grammys. We have to hold this to a higher standard than the movie awards, you know. And if you start this now, where does it end? Where does it end in 10 years? You have to hold it to a higher standard.
Funny you would say that, because in 1991, there were all these parent groups, parents, advocate groups, you know, before email, people were sending letters or calling up. They were complaining about Michael Jackson's crotch grabbing. And they complained also when MTV, when they first put out the first incarnation of the video Black and White, there was something where he was like simulating masturbation, and he was like hitting a car. They didn't like any of that. So they pulled the video, and Michael Jackson had to issue an apology for that. So it's music. Musicians do stuff like that. They're, you know, they like to be a little edgy. I mean, Madonna tongue kissed Britney and Christina Aguilera
on MTV. They're a little risque. I get that. The Grammys aren't known for being risque. The Grammys are known for being bringing a country artist out and playing whatever and doing in memoriam. I mean, that's what the Grammys are known for, not that. So if you want to do that, and they should have known doing that song, there would have been an issue anyway. They should have saw that on the call sheet and said, well, maybe you shouldn't do that song. You know, it's like NWA is not going to come out and do F the Police. You should see that and go, you can't do that, guys. Let's not do that song. Do another song.
But the complaint here is not that it was offensive. The complaint here is that it was offensive, pornographic, and children can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to show me one person, just one person under the age of, I'm going to go 40, who watches CBS.
And they do for the Grammys. They do for the Grammys. I mean, I think that's, they try to bring the younger audience in for the Grammys. But yeah, I have a problem with it just being on the Grammys. I could care less that it's on CBS. I don't, you know, music awards, do whatever the hell you want.
Right.
I'm just saying leave the Grammys sacred. Leave that to an upper echelon of music and make it special. And make it, when you win a Grammy, it's special.